Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. Taking a breath. What is your life reflecting right now? This is an exquisite moment. It is a rich texture of intricacy and simplicity. It's an opportunity to absolutely say, I am. It is the moment before us that has been calling us and has been saying hello for really an entire year now. Yet, even to say that it has been a year is a fallacy when we step into the greater gift of our divine presence, of our ascended consciousness. And so tonight, we're going to dive into something that I'm going to invite you to kind of take that left brain, give it an opportunity to relax, and dive into the expanded presence of spiral time. And taking a breath, feel this concentric dimensionality. Remember that this week right now, many are saying, hey, what is going on, right? I mean, what is going on? And can this continue? And the answer is we are the co-creators of this. Of course it will continue. It's how it continues that is the fun ahead. And tonight we're going to dive into that in ways that we have not dove before, and forgive that languaging. But of course, it means that I'm going to be inviting my beloved husband, Sri Ramka, to be with us as well, because honestly, he is the one with, you know, the two of us together are guiding this ship, and we are all on it. And in this moment of incredible transition, of extraordinary shift, the alchemical presence to call forward the law of instantaneous manifestation is yours to command right now. Right now. This is a moment, especially this week. Remember, this week is going to do everything it can to try to blur you. TV. And original, so it's going to be about powerful, staying right here, right here, right now, host, crystalline no focus. Stuff. And what does that mean? I know those of you that know me know this, right? It means steadfast commitment, not commitment, steadfast commitment. It means focused awareness, not just awareness. Remember that awareness is what? It is the first step to our ascended presence. It is that beautiful moment where we awaken, where we see and we become the witness of our own divine presence, where we love ourselves enough to have lifted into that fifth dimensional experience that gazes at our divine presence with so much love and compassion, that we are able to sincerely be the witnesser of the one that is the witness of this experience now. And even in that moment of awareness, unless that awareness is focused, it can very quickly become distorted. It can be hijacked. It can be easily and often given away. And this is why it is steadfast commitment. It is focused awareness. And the last one, the free fall, right? Complete trust. Not just trust. I mean that complete trust that erases all doubt. And this is beyond the ego. This transcends the ego. This is the divine mastery presence that can ignite and in all ways is sitting in, right here, my graphic this evening, if you're watching me, the zero point field of creation. You become the zero point generator. And you'll notice that I've really accented what's happening here with this energy of the ascended kundalini that's coming up right now through the spine. And in this moment, this wonderful experience of time is becoming concentric and it is becoming very much about dimensionality. So I want you to breathe that in. And I want to welcome all of you. And I thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors and being here. I also want to share with you that I'm really kind of excited tonight. So I just have to share that there's been so much happening here at Tosa Blue Mountain, so many miracles. And I first want to give a big bow and a shout out to all of you that were with us live yesterday on the 12/21/2020 moment of mastery. I'm using the word explosion, expansion. To all of you that heard that clarion call that was sent out at the very last minute, that was even a surprise to Sri and I. Wow. To all of you that joined us live at YouTube, thank you. For all of you that were in the chat, wow, what a robust chat. We went back later and wow, yes, this community rocks. And I know you're in there right now chatting as well. I also want to remind you to call in tonight because Sri and I want to hear from you. We're going to talk about those ascension symptoms that are starting to creep in. We're going to be revealing all of that New Year's Eve, but this is why we're talking about the concentric dimensionality. So remember, you want to give a call over there to BBS Radio where you get to speak to our amazing producer, Dawn. Hey, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And remember to let Dawn know, and Sri's going to be coming in with me, that if you have an ascension symptom specific question that you want to ask about, in addition to asking for a mini soul reading or any other sharing you want to offer, let Don know so he can let us know as well. All right. And then over at Oneness Talk Radio, where you know what? I bet I forgot to turn on that call board, but I'm turning it on right now. Okay. Over at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. Again, that is 517-208-1500. And so guys, ask yourself right now, or have you been asking, what the heck is going on? Right? I mean, let's really take a breath, right? I mean, what the heck is going on? It's one of these moments where with each breath, we are needing to let go even more, where the more that we let go, the faster we are expanding. The more that we dive with that complete trust, the greater we are able to receive, where the nervous system of our physical body right now. And again, when we look at the zero point field, you'll see right here that it's this spiraling ascended kundalini. Your nervous system is being invited into levels of unified field experience that it has not been in before. So breathe that in, because you've probably seen around you, or maybe you've experienced yourself, there is a rise in depression. There is a rise in self-doubt. There is a rise in the experience of the ism. And this is all tied to the same thing. Because at the end of the day, what's happening is the clarion call is here. And so we're all faced with that moment of really being nakedly authentic with ourselves. Have I just been talking it? Have I just been playing with it? Have I just been, you know, or am I the real thing? Or am I really this? And it was March 13th this year when Ecuador shut its borders that Sri and I knew we had to stand up and really say, this is it, enough. And we have been with you guys ever since. This is when Monday Magic was birthed, and we just culminated that Monday Magic last night for this year and next year. I'm so excited to continue. We're all here and we're in this together, because together we are better. Yet at the end of the day, the question, that nagging question is, how do we adapt to what we cannot even comprehend? I want you to really breathe that in. How do we adapt to what we cannot even comprehend? You know, you have to laugh, because the key is you go outside of the consciousness that's trying to. It's really such a fabulously simple, exquisite response and level of consciousness that awaits. And yet this beautiful mind of form is freaking out at levels that are almost incomprehensible. So I want you to breathe that in right now. How do you adapt to what you cannot even comprehend? And the answer that I always enjoy, and the one that really guides me, is often Einstein. You guys know I'm just in love with Einstein. And the one thing that I love is that when Einstein talks about, look, at the end of the day, you are a vibration that has basically made itself so dense so that these senses can feel. So think about it. Let's just look at it from that aspect. What we're in right now, as we adapt, because we are adapting to concentric dimensionality, and we're going to talk a lot more about that when I get Sri on here, but we are adapting to it because of spiral time. And if we adapt to it with conscious awareness, then the senses of this body realign with the nervous system to receive this beautiful flow, I mean, this beautiful spiral of ascended kundalini, whereby you are simply living in a flow of constant inspiration. And one of the ascension symptoms that come with that, which is an interesting one that I've been navigating for about a year, is my inability to sit for very long. You notice I fidget a lot, and it's been getting more noticeable. And that gift is happening because there is an energy in my body that is constantly creating. The law of instantaneous manifestation, it's just constantly going. And so it's always 10 projects at once, and they're opening up all these portals. What's happening to my body now is because my body's ready to be the receptor of that level of creative energy. Those of you that have known Sri and I, 5 years ago, I was not ready to receive at this level of energy, nor to be able to have the body that could sustain that frequency. And this is why when we invite the senses into rest, meaning that incredible complete trust, when we invite our senses to rest, when we're not needing, meaning our first chakra is whole, our first chakra is at peace. Your first chakra is unable to enter the state of peace until you have complete trust in the divine union of this incredible body of form, the one you go, wow, amazing, right? In 100% conscious awareness of the master that is illuminating this spirit, this form, this oneness. And to have that absolute access at all time is the yoga of self-ascension. And that is attainable much more easily for any, because number one, it's outside of all dogma, but number two, because of what's happening to the time experience. 2021 is going to be the first year, and we'll be releasing all of this on our other shows, but 2021 is going to be the first year where it is literally the micro experiment of the bigger moment we are in. 2021 is like somebody's got a microscope on it and saying, let's see how they work with these parameters in this year. Let's put all these things, right? Everything that you see happening in density right now, let's put it all into this one little garden. And let's watch it grow. And let's see where it needs to be weeded. And let's see what grows in light. And let's see what grows in shade. Because remember, not all plants like the sun. Some plants grow better in shade. The gift before us through concentric time and through the spiral experience that leads us to concentric dimensionality is that you have the opportunity right now to call forward a depth of awareness that will guide you through anything. And at a moment where the distraction energy that is designed to blur, confuse, strip the clarity, that distraction energy is hitting its peak right now until December 30th, literally right now. So celebrate that you're here right now. Celebrate that deep within you. If you're here right now, it's not an accident. You're deep within you. There is an energy. There is a heart. There is a pulse. There is a wave that is coming forward and saying, I know I'm in the middle of something. I know that humanity is in the middle of something. I am aware that we are at a much larger moment. And I am aware that there is a consciousness shift before me. And it is that awareness that calls forward the experience of the awareness that will lead you to the greater conscious choices that will assist you to broaden, expand, lift up from that fifth dimensional experience of compassion and love, releasing the judgments and moving into the seventh dimension. Because it's in the seventh dimension, which is an extraordinary place to reside, that we really are able to have the eternal smile of seeing the bigger picture always, of always greeting each other as their highest expression, of saying yes to the evolution of consciousness by living it, not just talking about it. We're really good at talking as a species, are we not? We're so good, we've created all these languages and ways to communicate and miscommunicate. So how about we just live it? What happens when it's just who we are? When you walk into a room and everyone knows, not because you said a word, simply because you are. Because the emission from your energy field is the zero point generator. You are the infinite eternal well of energy. You've just forgotten how to turn it on and then how to hold it, how to keep it. When we move into that moment of the relaxing of the judgment, the creation energy that we harness ignites this concentricity, I think that's a word, of this dimensional experience. And we are then in the middle, able to be aware simultaneously of greater and greater and greater and greater experiences of the divine oneness. Imagine a planet where enough of us were able to sit together, play together, hang out together, smile together, say hello together in that awareness. That's the gift of consciousness, is that the voice does not have to be broad. It just needs to be, because this voice doesn't look for fanfare or anything other than the presence of the consciousness that will expand, thereby breaking through Einstein again. We will solve these challenges because they are being met at a very beautiful level of consciousness. And we're learning how to do that through the blessing of 2021, a phenomenal year. I'm going to go back to my earlier example. It's like being in a little prairie, and you know, it's like, you know, the old adage puts, you know, let somebody build their own walls, then see how they do in them. Very much 2021. And so let's take that consciousness. Let's move forward. And so what is going on? How do we navigate it? What the heck is happening? And what's going on with these ascension symptoms? My beloved Sri Ramka, come join us. And so coming in from the other side of our studio, there he is. Hey, whoa, along with a moth. There we are. All right. So welcome, welcome to all of you. This is my beloved one, wisdom teacher Sri Ramka. And so, sweetheart, we are, you heard what was going on. He was just on the other side of our studio wall here. Were you in the chat? I just have to find out.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. All right. No. I just had to check in on that. So Sri, we were, as you were just sharing, you know, with us, we're talking about what is going on. You know, how do we adapt to what we cannot even comprehend?
Well, stop right there.
Right? I mean, let's just begin with that, and then we'll move into the ascension symptoms. And I want to let all of you who are on the phone lines, hold on. We're going to be getting to you very soon. So very quickly, again, 888-627-6008. There might be a line left over there. 517-208-1500. Same thing. Get in there. We're going to the line soon. So go ahead. How do we comprehend, you know, how do we do that?
Because I want to respond to that word adapt.
Oh, there it is.
Because adapt suggests there is something outside of you that you need to conform to.
Right?
Well, holy schmoly.
There are miracles in these hands.
There are miracles in you, inside
Absolutely.
Of you. So instead of adapting to a changing, chaotic external world, because the nature of the world is change and chaos is the unpredictable element of change.
Right.
You know, sequential change is actually quite boring, but at least it's understood. But the non-sequential changing environment is chaotic. The ego loves this because it gives us gives it a sense of purpose.
Right.
And it And adaptation is the result. But that comes from the very limited perspective of Darwinian evolution. In reality, we don't need to adapt. We need to adopt.
So breathe that in, because that is a power-filled discernment tree. It really is. And so let's go to the visual aids, all right? So let's go ahead. We want to screen share with you. Honey, would you do that for me?
Sure.
So we're going to screen share with you. This is the graphic. This is Sri and I yesterday, as we shared with many of you. We went up, if you were with us last night or if you were with us Sunday, we shared this on the air. But on Monday, we did go up to the temple right here, the Temple of Light at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary here in Ecuador. And for those of you that don't know, this is literally our on-site archaeological site, which is mind-blowing. We even have our picnics up there. It's so amazing. And we went up there and I was called to actually lay on the prophecy stone. And Sri and I also discovered some new petroglyphs on the prophecy stone. We have pictures of them. We will be revealing on our show this coming Sunday. And an astronaut Just sharing, giving you a little spoiler alert.
You got the little ET connection going on.
And then another, how did we not see this earlier? Also, profound dragon energy. So when I got off of the prophecy stone, Sri was going up to the what we call the throne. And I was like, yeah, I think I need to go connect with the Naga. Well, a new connection with the Naga. I'm not going to say anything other than we will reveal all this next Sunday on Sri and Kira Live. But this is what they showed me. And this was the graphic that I saw and took me several days to make. I had hoped to reveal it last night during Monday Magic, but this was part of what happened with the unveiling of that Galactic Encyclopedia. When we got those ascension keys in that last beautiful lesson that we taught last night, this was one of the things they showed me, and it really anchored. And it's this energy of spiral time and concentric dimensionality. So as you gaze at this, you see if you were looking at the outer ring there, and I'm very much using the dragons and the triple. It was all about the divine trinity. It was very much about that energy. And very much if you look at the blue and the red and the green, you notice those energies and how they're circulating. And if you look at the outer ring, you notice that it's moving clockwise. And then if you go one ring in, it's going counterclockwise. And then if you go another ring in, clockwise again. And then another ring in counterclockwise. And then the key is relax your eyes. Are you going in or are you coming out? How are these concentric dimensionality experiences reflecting back to you right now? And you notice that they are doing what? They are creating the spiral. Spiral time, and if you gaze way out, you'll see I have some DNA strands woven in there. And if you look down on the left at the bigger blue dragon down near the bottom, you see some of the weaving of the DNA. This was all revealed yesterday in extraordinary fashion and in very expansive text that's going to probably take me weeks to get totally out. But this graphic is sharing with you exactly what we are living in right now. You are living in a moment of creation that is extraordinary. And if you gaze at the difference, notice how each dragon looks like it's chasing the other, but yet they're each eternal. And so if you look at where the mouth of one dragon is going toward the tail of another, imagine yesterday when all of these circles lined up so that from the infinite center, there was a straight alignment through. That's what yesterday offered. It was this moment where all of this concentric dimensionality and spiral time, it's not that it stopped, but it did hit a moment that's a very rare alignment. And in that alignment yesterday, there was this massive opportunity to reclaim and recognize and bring into process the full empowered gift of your divine mastery and the reason you're on this planet right now. And that's where concentric dimensionality comes in, because you are in a moment of conscious awareness of the best of all that your divine experiences have called forward, and the ability to bring it all into this one moment as a collective agreement, because we all agreed to be here should this moment come together the way it has. So I just want you to breathe that in. And we're going to go ahead and stop the share now. And we're going to go to the phone lines in just a moment and looking for your feedback, because part of that graphic is how it feels.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the things that comes forward for me when I look at that beautiful graphic is the notion that there is a first step before this can even come forward in a person's
exactly.
recognition.
Yes.
And that very first step is a very simple yet profound movement. Linear time, the way most people are groomed to think of themselves, we have a past, a present, and a future. Mm-hmm. And the past is, you know, I have an investment in the past through my memories and I keep it alive. I have the present, which I don't pay a whole lot of attention to, most people. And then there's the worry about the future.
Got it.
And it's like this sequential line. Well, what happens if you take a breath and you take that timeline and turn it into a circle and you are in the center? And in the center of the circle, when we gaze at time, we begin to see how past, present, future is all connected.
Exactly.
And we become the observer of those intersections. That is where you intersected with others in a agreed upon moment. We can call it an appointment.
Right. So in this moment, I'm so glad you brought that up. How about you guys, right? This past week, it has been a beautiful, I mean, incredible, incredible gift to be aware of spiral time mm-hmm. and to notice how much is spiraling and how it's spiraling. What is spiraling for you? What's coming back around? What are you looking at again? What is spiraling and coming around? And remember, we went through this time compression. 2020 and 2021 were this up-level gift. And this New Year's Eve, I wanted to say right now definitively, go to SriandKira.com, SriandKira.com. Go to SriandKira.com right there on the homepage. Join us New Year's Eve for our sixth annual live broadcast for the first time ever. The consecrating moment of the Violet Ray Dome is where we'll be broadcasting live from. This is a power-filled moment.
Absolutely. And these gatherings are not only festive and fun, there is a profound inauguration or initiation of the energy that will carry you forward. And when we are at the cusp of the new year, the energy that comes through is truly it's initiatory. It's informative, it's healing, and it unlocks the need to repeat the past into the future.
Well, and this is the gift of 2021, because remember, 2020 and 2021 are that up-level experience together. And we are in right now, literally this minute, this second, this breath, we are in this moment of incredible up-level experience and expansion and synergies. There's going to be lots and lots and lots of synergies lining up, especially mm-hmm. this week. If you stay in, you ready, right? Steadfast commitment.
There it is.
Focused awareness and complete trust. I know I am a broken record, ascended Kundalini, zero point generator, law of instantaneous manifestation. Now, on the 31st, what's going to happen is it's going to be when we're going to release the up-level calendar and for 2021 and the ascension symptoms. But we wanted to give you kind of a sneak peek of some of what's coming in that, because this concentric dimensionality, the spiral time, has already begun. Remember, we've been showing you all of those energies and talking about that, that here in December, it's about what? It's about balanced creation. And it's going to hit our throat. It's going to hit our truth. And the blessing of 2021 is that it is a year of truth. And it's going to be how you receive the truth, whether you are willing to be with the truth or whether you are closed and resistant to the truth. It's going to be a fascinating year ahead. But one of the things, and I started hinting at it here with my graphic, one of the ascension symptoms, and I was hinting at it earlier as well, is this nervous system / spine. Mm-hmm. And so, Sri, I want you to talk to us about that. As you know, my husband is bar none the most amazing Avesa medical intuitive on the planet. So talk to us about this. This is really, I mean, I've been going through it for almost a year, and this is, seems to be what happens with Sri and I, is that we go through the symptoms and then we deliver them to you.
Yeah. Yeah. There is no value when people share that which they have not experienced.
Right. How can you talk about what you've never experienced?
Then we're playing badminton with concepts. and I can toss you a concept and you can and toss it back to me, and we're having bar talk.
Too fun.
You know, and that can be amusing and fun. To share from wisdom, meaning intelligent discernment that is grounded in experience, to share that is a meaningful opportunity to cultivate your own receptivity and wisdom, knowledge base. So that's where we're at. That's what we want to share with you. And that's coming up on New Year's Eve and always.
Well, you know,
but the spine, let's talk about the spine.
The spine and the nervous system. And then we're going to start calling you guys in. So if you have ascension symptom questions, you can raise your hand over at Oneness Talk Radio. Just press *5 and we'll know that you're going to want to talk about some of that as well. And over at BBS Radio, just let Dawn know.
888-627-6008.
All right.
So I read the sign.
You did read the sign. So here's the key. This ascended Kundalini carries a very high frequency. And it goes back to the Einstein, meaning that the senses need to acclimate and refine in order to receive the pulse waves that ignite this presence and this energy.
Yeah. So what's the difference between a copper cable and a fiber optic cable? I'm playing.
I have no idea. I mean, it's like, whatever.
You can carry more light.
There it is.
On the fiber optic.
I like the answer.
And so think of your spinal cord as a carrier of light.
Yes.
However, that myelin sheath that surrounds the nerves has to have the capacity to allow for the radiation of the light. And therein is the physical symptomology. Mm. So the spinal column itself is designed, and the cords and the nervous system are designed to be carriers of impulses, carriers of messages, call it. And when we start ascending our vibration, we're moving into a more rarefied frequency. So now, you know, it's sort of like the light bulb that was designed for 20 watts is now going to 40 watts and then 100 watts and then 200. And all of a sudden, the tungsten filament can't handle it and we get fried.
Right.
We need to call online the capacity to upgrade our capacity to run the energy, to run the light. And this is wired into your spiritual DNA. So have no fear. However, the acceptance of the physical upgrade happens after you accept the energetic reality.
So really breathe that in, because this is extremely essential. And it's why the physical body, you know, those of you that have known Sri and I have known that over the past year, I mean, my body, when I really claimed the reverse aging process, I mean, I've got the body of probably, I don't know, a 35-year-old right now. I don't know. What do you think? Is that generous?
I like it.
I know you do. I know. I was like, okay, so we're in like our third marriage in this marriage now. It's like we're learning who we
Everything
are.
Everything has cycles, right?
Right? But the key is that this reverse aging happens when we say yes to this sacred union energy. When we really say, I am here. I am ready. I am open, guide me.
All right.
And we trust that flow. And so the spine and the nervous system, when they adapt, the body will start shifting in ways, and sometimes it's going to feel painful.
Right. And just a couple more little details to give you a more ascended context of what's going on. Your physical body was primarily designed to interact with the physical world. Mm-hmm. However, in the capacity of the body is the opportunity to upgrade or level up, whatever words you want to use it, to these higher frequencies. But what happens is if you acquire a lot of limiting beliefs, old trauma imprints, unresolved hurts, unforgiveness, all that kind of stuff, those are worldly congestions that influence the capacity to move forward. Mm-hmm. And your seventh chakra governs the neurological system. Now, the seventh chakra is that wonderful gateway to divine wisdom. Mm-hmm. But if you're carrying a lot of dogma and are not open to direct communication, then the light, the energy that is transmitted in your spine is colored by the dogma. And when we begin to open up, when we, you know, people sometimes straddle the fence. You're saying, yes, I want to up level. I want to ascend. I want to lift my vibration. I want to live a life of greater love and service. Noble and beautiful. And that means then I must also open to my divine connection, which means I have some additional healing work to do to resolve and let go of the constricting beliefs. Now, this brings us back to Akira's buddy Einstein, who offered a truth, which is constrictions, problems that were put into reality at this level of consciousness. Once they're manifest, they're manifest. They can move to the side, but they don't fully resolve until we lift our consciousness, which is another way of saying, let's get an ascended perspective.
Right.
Let's look at things differently. All of a sudden you go, oh, this isn't as big as it was. This isn't as scary as it was. This can be released. From the ascended perspective, everything can be released.
You know, that is so true. And so let's jump over to the phone line, Sheree.
All right.
Let's see. Oh, I didn't bring up over here yet. Sorry, guys. Let me bring up over here. Okay. And then we have, where am I? I'm sorry, guys. All right. We're going to go right over here to BBS Radio. And we have Linda from Seattle. Hey, Linda from Seattle. Namaste and welcome.
I am in total shock. Hi. Makes me feel like my brothers and sisters or something.
Oh, I love you
welcome.
Too.
I don't know if I'm a little more. I can't hear Sri.
Well, I could talk bigger.
Oh, okay. There you are. I'm watching the screen and it's behind what I'm doing with you right now. So anyway, let's get on with it so more people can do this, because I'm like floating a little bit right now. I've been watching you since at least 2011. I don't know, for a long, long time. I'm really high energy like you, Kira. You so much bubbly and always there with really clear understanding and words to explain, which are really great. I already did the spinal thing months ago, but what my question is, what's the deal with all the sleep? My daughter wants to sleep.
Okay. Thank you for asking. And thank you for being, first of all. But Sheree, do you want to jump in first?
Well, I just want to say, hey, I'll give you a big hug because it's fun connecting with your energy.
So fun.
Thank you. Absolutely. Very, very much.
You're welcome.
You know, oftentimes sleep has two purposes. One purpose is an opportunity to go through a restorative process.
That's what I just heard. I'm writing my notes. It's yeah. Okay, you talk, so I'll be quiet.
Well, that's one process. The other process is to shut down the distraction of physical density to become more available
right.
to your spiritual legacy, to your guides, to the reality of the dimensional existence, which is our nature. That gets.
Oh, my Lord, the way he says that, I'm like, okay, what I go through is, what I heard in my head is, hey, look, you can't get conscious and have us work on you. You need to go, put the nine, mine go night, and then we can work on you, okay? Because you keep getting
that's
in the
exactly
way.
That's exactly it.
Knock it off. That's,
yeah, so hey, Linda, what I'm going to share with you is, Angel, if you do not have the Avesa Dream Connectivity experience, go grab it at our website. It's free, and I think you would have Avesa. A blast with it. And well, it would okay, really help it, balance this energy to assist you to bring it forward.
I have actually prayed in my 20s, and I'm 60, over 5. But anyway, to ask my dreams to go away because it is too real to what.
Right. So this is very different than that. So I'm gonna invite you to just open up to maybe trying this. You know, get rid of the word dream and just read what it does and what it invites. Because when we remember that our sleep space is ours to command. And that we can actually call forward our greater co-creative presence, that's the moment that we really soar. And I keep seeing that you're at a moment of transition into a new way of being, that as far as you've come, there's even a greater one before you.
Oh, there's something incredible in front of me, and it's just, pinch me, is this real? I don't know.
There it is. I do that every
much
day.
Love to you, dear.
I do that every day. We're going to let you go, sweetheart.
I don't know when. Maybe for my birthday.
All right. That would rock. Well, we love you. Mwah. Many blessings, sweetheart. Namaste.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, but there's some interesting pieces here because it is important to recognize that your consciousness does not sleep.
Right. But your consciousness can be in your command. That's the difference.
Well, yeah. And here's another way to have fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about waking up. You know, that's one of the topics. You know, oh, he's very awake, or she's very awake, or
woke.
She's not, you know,
woke.
Woke or whatever. But here's the reality.
We'll get him there, I promise.
Everybody is awake. It's a question of what you are awake to.
There it is, because it's so true, right?
And so if you're using the full power and authority of your dominion on focusing on the minutia, then you're awake to minutia.
And this week, I got to jump in. That's actually really important to hear in the energy of this week. Remember, this ascended kundalini is really coming in strong. Those ascension symptoms are going to start heating up. Sleep is one of the ascension symptoms, and it's either going to be excessive to the point where you think you have, like, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome, or I'm on the other side of that now, where it's very much about like maybe I'm getting maybe 4 hours a night and I just am not tired. It's that inspiration is so the quantum experience of spiral time ignites such extraordinary mastery presence. That's yours right now, but there is a catch. And you got to stay really laser focused on what you're here to do. Let any of that distraction, let it go this week. Let it go. Command that ship. So I love that our caller was really inviting us to bring this up.
Right,
and I do
right,
wanna,
right, right.
you know, and I do want to say for all of you, if you have not connected with the Avesa Connectivity Dream Practice, go grab it at sriankira.com. It is on our homepage. You got to scroll down, but you'll find it. Because what it is a consciousness exercise that teaches us that just because our body is resting does not mean our mastery is.
Right. And here's another preview on ascension symptom. There is now a quality of sleep that is dreamless.
Yes.
And we're beyond what density mental health says you need REM, you know, the rapid eye moves. I'm dreaming, I'm off involved. And there is a level beyond that that is completely disconnected from this body's way of being. Their dreams aren't needed anymore.
And this is all about that vibrational frequency we were talking about earlier, going back to that Einstein experience. When we raise our frequency to that level, you know, I was speaking with some people today about our center here, you know, here at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary, where we are very blessed to live where San Pedro grow wild. This has been one of the valleys, the sacred valleys of the Cañada and San Pedro for eons. And we're very blessed that we have them all over our property and that we have a very sacred and organic experience with them. And they were very shocked to hear that I personally don't do San Pedro. And the reason being is that when our frequency raises, we become the medicine. And then the gift of the medicine is within us. And it ignites a new way of cooperation with Gaia. It ascends our frequency and our consciousness. And for me, it was twice. I only ever experienced San Pedro twice. And the second time was really to have an experience to teach me how to offer others greater experiences. That was my sacred intention. And so I'm sharing this with you because this moment right now, the reason that you're also seeing the rise in the sacred medicine in this planet is because of the balance that's coming in. You know, pharmaceuticals don't exist in this body. I refuse to take any pharmaceuticals. And the blessing is that, do we really need to when our mother has given us everything we need? And when we accept our ascended kundalini, we need less and less to sustain the frequency because the body starts showing us how to sustain it. And as long as we trust it, mm-hmm. we expand. Mm-hmm. And so, Sri, we have a caller sitting over at Oneness Talk Radio that I want to bring in right now. This looks like Joni Moore. Hey, is this Joni?
Hi, Kira. Hi.
I had to bring you in since we were just, you know, and I was just like, wow, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Well, I actually called to talk to you about that beautiful graphic that you created, but I do have to say thank you for those beautiful words about sacred plant medicine. That just really hit my heart. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you for receiving and sincerely. And thank you for how you're asking about this graphic right here behind us.
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
I'm asking about the graphic.
I didn't hear you, honey.
I wanted to ask or to talk about the dragon graphic that you created.
All right. I'm going to share it while you're asked. Oh, no, I'm not. I closed it. I'm going to let Shri get it up, but go ahead. Talk to us.
Okay. So first I wanted to say that graphic really hit me in the high heart and above. And ever since you first showed it, I've been hearing, I can hear the blood rushing through my head along with tones at the same time. So it's really affected me. And I just think it's gorgeous. And I've run into dragon energy just all over the place. I think a few weeks ago, I even sent you a picture it was a photograph of a dragon in the cloud.
Yes.
Cloud dragon that was bright, fiery, orange energy. So I've just been seeing dragons everywhere. So my questions are to maybe help me go a little bit deeper into this graphic is, why do you think, what is the dragon energy calling forward at this time? Why are we experiencing dragon energy? And then the other one is, I've heard you say frequently when we're looking at the spirals to notice whether it's pulling us in or if we're coming out of the spiral. And I just wondered if you could speak a little bit about that, about the differences of going in or coming out.
Well, thanks. Thank you for asking, number one. And we put the graphic up again. And, you know, this is, I will share with you that some of what you're asking, we're going to reveal on January 31st. So December 31, New Year's Eve. So guys, make sure you're there. So forgive me if we don't answer all of it. But Joni, I want to start with kind of what you said at the end there. When we all gaze, and we have the graphic up again right now, go right into the center. And if you'll notice, if you go right into the center, you go through that in back out into what? Into the eternal creation. And so how are you moving? And what do you experience as you go there? And what you'll notice is that part of what, and I'm kind of giving a little cat out of the bag, but part of what we're all learning to do right now is literally how to command the spiral. We have been in a situation where many, many of us for many, 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 many lifetimes stay in a lateral spiral. You know, we know it, it's familiar. We rebuild it, we rebuild it, we rebuild it. We are at a moment of consciousness right now where we are expanding to the moment where we can actually command the energy of the spiral itself. Now breathe that in. Right? Right?
Yeah.
And when I, even when I shared that, you talked about your high heart, my breath, it hit me right here at my high heart. Then it hit me at my throat, because this is that moment where it's the undeniable yes of the self. It's that undeniable moment where the awareness is so great, the experience so rich that the choice is obvious. And that's the moment we're at.
Beautiful.
Yes, yeah. You are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I don't even have words right now. Thank you.
We love you so much. Hands to my heart. Thank you for being. We love you, Joni. Many blessings.
Much love.
Much love. Well, Sri, namaste. We have all these people here tonight. So can we run one more quickly?
All right.
Let's squeeze somebody in. Where are we going?
It looks like Illinois.
Hey, it looks like we're going. Is this Gary by any chance?
Namaste, Sri and Kara.
Hey. Oh, hey, sweetheart. Our lucky night. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. My lucky night. I've been waiting to back Sri and you up on plant medicines for a while. And I swore next by that I was going to call in. But with pure intent, sacred pure intent, you can have an awakening experience that will change your life forever.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
But it has to be that pure spiritual intent. Mine was with mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, it was unreal. Remember I shared that experience with Lynn singing out with Soul?
Uh-huh. I do.
In the car and I was driving. Well, that 2 days before that, David Wilcock was on this show talking about, he read in the book that if you... Some people eat mushrooms, they have a shamanic experience. And he put it to the test and had a bad trip. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I heard that, a bell went off. I was like, oh, I'm getting mushrooms. I'm definitely a shaman. I had to put it to the test. And 2 days later, Lynn sung out his soul. Oh. Well, on that ride, I ended up with an ounce of mushrooms.
Wow.
And it was all like the universal. It was definitely involved.
Yeah,
and I just went. It's like I knew what to do with these things. I just started blessing them and praying over them and talking to the universe and God and Gaia and said, "These are not for a trip. These are to see what I don't see, know what exactly. I don't know, and feel what I don't feel."
Exactly.
And I did it with my pure heart and soul involved in this. And I want to tell you what
the two experiences that Lynn and I had together were magical, unbelievable. On my birthday, it was a rebirth. I haven't looked at human beings the same way. So if you plan medicine, then definitely at this time, that's what you expect.
We're losing the audio on you.
You know, sweetheart, we're going to have to mute you. I'm so sorry, honey. We lost most of your audio, but we were hearing most of it, but we were getting the sign that we had to cut the audio. But here's, I want to share this with you. You are modeling the miracle formula.
Yeah.
Remember that the miracle formula is what? It's sincerity plus love plus presence. And when you brought that sincerity, love, and presence into those mushrooms, into water, into anything, only good can come.
Yeah.
And so thank you for modeling that blessing. We are honored and I love you so dearly.
Yeah. And I just want to underscore that sharing this piece of it. that when we bring spiritual energy to something in the material world, we are radiating the very up level that we're seeking to call into ourselves. Mm-hmm. That is, that we are using this sacred mirror, whether it's plant medicine or a sacred conversation, and that then we can extract the highest possible result.
Yeah.
So many people fool around with various, substances, and that can be one way to go. However, to expand one's consciousness, ultimately, we need to reside in the truth that you are a spiritual being having a human experience.
And that is where concentric dimensionality is calling us all.
Yes.
This conversation is just beginning. And as you move out through this beautiful week of expanded presence, may your heart know that when we say yes to the soul mirror, when we say yes to being, then all is truly well. We look forward to being with you again next week. Make sure you join us at Sri and Kira Live this Sunday at noon Pacific time, right here at all the same stations.
Have a beautiful, beautiful evening, beloved ones. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at sriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.